The Zambian and Malawian government have for some time now continued embracing regional integration, not only through their culture and traditional beliefs, but also in the improvement of the energy sector, particularly the import and exportation of electricity. Among some of the major projects both countries are implementing is the Muchinji-Chipata power line and the Malawi-Zambia project involving the 33 kV power line that is currently supplying electricity to Lundazi district in the eastern part of Zambia, as well as to Chama district in Muchinga province. And last year, the two countries commissioned yet another interlinked power line project of the Chipata Muchinji power line. And during the event, Malawi's former Minister of Natural Resources, Energy and Mining, Agri Masi, explained that the power interconnection between Zambia and Malawi is a step in the right direction, as it is in line with Eskom's roadmap to provide reliable power supply in Malawi.
Malawi has been facing serious power shortages during the past 7 years. This problem resulted from a number of factors, both natural and man-made. On the other hand, issues of lack of investment in the power sector, as well as mismanagement of resources, account for the man-made challenges. The Electricity Supply Commission of Malawi, Eskom, has been trying hard to ensure that the problem is mitigated. The country witnessed a dramatic reduction in the number of hours of load shedding from an average of 18 hours a day to an average of 6 hours per day.
The development of infrastructure is critical in the promotion and sustaining of regional economic development, trade and investment, as well as contributing to poverty eradication. I took time to talk to some of the beneficiaries of these two major power lines from both Zambia and Malawi, and this is what they had to say.
Before the Muchinji-Chipata power line was created, we used to have load shedding for hours, but now it's improved. But let me not say we're no longer experiencing load shedding, because I'll be lying. We do have load shedding, but not as severe as it was before this project.
Back in the days, I would close my shop early because load shedding was too much. But since somewhere last year, power has been consistent, and now I'm able to make at least close to 500 or to 1,500 kwacha in a day because I'm working longer hours.
Before the power line was constructed here in Malawi, we used to face a lot of challenges, especially here in Muchinji. We have had serious interruption of electricity for a long time, but since last year, when the power line was constructed, we have no challenges. We really appreciate the relationship between Malawi and Zambia, because it wouldn't have been possible for this to happen if the two countries were not in good terms.
Meanwhile, Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, ZESCO Managing Director Victor Mundende, explains that the Zambian government is committed to continue working with its neighboring countries such as Malawi, as evident in the Muchinji-Chipata power line.
ZESCO's vision is to be the hub for electricity trade in the region by 2025. ZESCO and Eskom are both members of the Southern African Power Pool SAP, a body which promotes regional power trading through integration of electricity utilities in Southern Africa by construction of interconnecting lines that encourage sharing of valuable energy resources. It was therefore exciting to receive a request from the Electricity Supply Corporation of Malawi, Eskom, to help improve the power situation in Malawi. ZESCO is also currently undertaking a project to connect Lundazi and Chama districts to the grid at 132 kV. At present, these two towns are being supplied by Eskom Malawi on 33 kV cross-border lines.
Regional infrastructure development creates larger markets and greater economic opportunities, as it allows countries to overcome possible cost-free divisions, integrating goods and services, therefore facilitating the flow of trade, capital, energy and ideas. Clearly, Zambia and Malawi have over the years embraced regional integration with the aim of promoting common physical and institutional infrastructure, among others. Reporting for Breeze FM, I'm Grace Lungu.